Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A young person was seriously injured in a shooting incident in Two Rivers. Alaska State Troopers report that a juvenile suffered a life-threatening gunshot wound Tuesday night at a residence in the Chena Hot Springs Road community. They say the injured youth was transported to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and that the case is under investigation. No other details are provided. The Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation will be renovating its headquarters in Juneau. Supporters of the $4 million project say it's a small price to pay if it helps grow the $60 billion fund. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman spoke with the corporation's head about the renovations and why she thinks they're needed.
The Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation office looks a lot like other offices, though the computers have more screens. That allows fund managers to keep their eye on the markets. But when CEO Angela Rodell looks around, she sees limitations. She motions toward a long hallway lined with doors.
Lots of offices. People sit with their backs to the door. It's unapproachable if you want team work.
The renovation will open this space up.
All these walls, ceiling, everything comes down. The light will be allowed to flow through to the rest of the building, so that everybody will have access to a lot of natural light, which, as you know, in Juneau is really important to all of our workspaces.
Another major reason for the change is to accommodate hiring more workers, which the current office configuration limits. This will allow more of the fund to be managed by corporation employees. The Alaska House of Representatives briefly debated in June whether to approve the money for the renovation, which will be drawn from fund earnings. North Pole Republican Representative Tammy Wilson questioned whether the corporation justified the expense.
I mean, who spends $4 million without telling us how? That's just crazy in my world.
But a fellow Republican, Lance Pruitt of Anchorage, says the expense was justified.
I see it as a good investment.
The permanent fund is coming off a year of major gains, increasing by $7 billion. Rodell says that much of the gains in recent years are due to the value the corporation's staff adds. She says that over the past 5 years, the fund grew more than $4 billion more than if it had been invested passively.
We can't keep using 1980 work styles to generate that kind of return.
The House defeated an amendment to remove the funding by a vote of 31-9 before the legislature passed the capital budget. Construction is expected to begin later this year. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Wintry weather is forecast for the Brooks Range this weekend. A special statement issued by the National Weather Service forecasts unseasonably cold, wet conditions for the region, including along the Dalton Highway through Adigan Pass. The statement says there's potential for between 2 and 6 inches of snow to accumulate at higher elevations of the Brooks Range, with the snow level dropping to 2,000 feet by tomorrow night in the western part of the range and to between 2,500 and 4,000 feet in the central portion by late Sunday. It says up to 3 inches of snow is possible through Adigan Pass. 25 to 35 mile per hour winds are also expected. Road and backcountry travelers are advised to be prepared for winter conditions. More Alaska firefighters are headed south to work blazes in the western lower 48. The Alaska Fire Service reports that 4 20-person Alaska crews, including one from the University of Alaska Fairbanks and 3 from the villages of Norvik, Selawik, and Upper Kalskag, are scheduled to depart for Montana to work blazes in the Rocky Mountain region. I'm Dan Bross.